This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The director of the FBI, James Comey, gave a speech yesterday in which he doubled down on the FBI's decision to name North Korea as the source of the cyber attack on Sony Pictures about a month or so ago. Kim Zetter writes on cybersecurity for Wired magazine. Kim, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back.
So, James Comey, the director of the FBI, said yesterday there is little doubt, those are his words, that the North Koreans pulled off the Sony hack. Why does he believe that?
Well, we still don't have all of the evidence and all the information that's backing his strong claim there. But he added a little new detail yesterday, and that he said the hackers made some sloppy mistakes. And in most of their activity, they used a proxy system or a proxy IP address in order to hide their real location and their real IP address. And in a few cases, they slipped up and they signed on to a Sony server and also made some posts online using an address that wasn't a proxy address. And he's saying that that IP address is known to be used exclusively by North Korea.
So we had you on, what, a month ago when the story first broke, plus or minus, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And you were fairly confident that it wasn't the North Koreans. Are you still as confident?
I am. You know, here's the thing.
Sticking to your guns.
Let me backtrack a bit here.
Sure,
this is with the caveat that there's always the possibility that there actually is further intelligence, classified intelligence, that gives us much more definitive. If they have this other information, then yes, we can believe this. First of all, we don't know what this IP address is. We don't know what's connected to it. And we also don't know how they're saying that this is exclusively used by North Korea. And I'll tell you here what's the stickler here. There's still the issue of that initial communication from the hackers, which never mentioned the movie The Interview, and in fact appeared to be an extortion attempt to get money out of Sony. So until I can hear sort of a plausible explanation for why they would try to extort Sony instead of getting them to not show the movie, then there are always going to be these questions raised about what was the motive and whether or not North Korea was behind this.
Is it possible, on the theory that the FBI and the U.S. intelligence services will not release what they have, the intelligence they have to protect their sources and methods, is it possible that we, the general consuming public, may not ever know what actually happened?
It's very possible. I mean, most hacks, we don't ever really know. You know, we may never have a prosecution in this case, especially if it is nation state. So there's a good likelihood that we might never know. I did, however, see a story yesterday where the FBI has made a request to the government to unclassify all of the information around this so that they can disclose more.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. Quickly, just before I let you go, Kim, what do we know about what's going on over at Sony? I mean, are they still without computers? Are they in hack purgatory? What?
They're still struggling. We do know that. You know, after the hack, their network got taken down. Mm-hmm. They've had some problems restoring. And so what's happened is they're having to replace equipment. So this wasn't a matter of just data being destroyed. The master boot records on systems were destroyed, and that prevents the computer from booting up. So they're having to replace hardware, and they're still in the process of doing that.
All right. More to come on this story, I am sure. Kim Zetter, she is a reporter at Wired Magazine. She's also the author of a book called Countdown to Zero Day, Stuxnet, and the launch of the world's first digital weapon, which is sort of what we're dealing with here. Kim, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.